morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Doing good. Football's return, but most importantly, fall travel softball.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, my football season is Parade of Homes. We're going to talk about that today. We're kicking off a crazy season right now, today. But yeah, you are in the thick of things sports-wise. Yes, travel, softball. Yep, you are doing it. So it wasn't too long ago I was in hockey rinks the same. So I still am.
It never ends.
Yes, I understand. Well, good luck with that, John. Well, we have one of our favorite times of year, kind of an iconic real estate weekend, start of the Parade of Homes. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. Before we get to that, we always like to have our crazy celebrity real estate story. And McKay, I mean, this one you're not going to believe, but this one is in Yakima. Okay. And normally we have these million-dollar properties and they're in Malibu or New York. But Stonebridge Estate is a property in Yakima that is now on the market for $3 million.
Ooh.
So the owners of this, John and Zinnia Salvini, they were grape farmers. So they had like 1,200 acres of grape in the Columbia Valley, some that went to wine, some that went to juice. And they have bought properties over the years. Mm-hmm. And they had bought and fixed up this Tudor Revival mansion. It's almost 12,000 square feet.
Wow.
And it has kind of a storied history in Yakima of owners. So they bought it from a banker. And before the banker owned it, the Snyders, it was the owners of Red Robin, the franchise.
Oh,
they were the very first franchisee, the Snyder family of Red Robin. And they bought it from a gentleman named Richard Smith, who played baseball for the Mets and the Dodgers back in the 60s.
Ooh.
And then after he was done with the majors, he built it for his wife. And so that's kind of like the history. So very storied history of this property. 12,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms.
Wow.
6 fireplaces and a gourmet kitchen.
More bathrooms than bedrooms.
Yes, it's absolutely a crazy. The grounds, too, are absolutely nuts. It's a beautiful-looking property. Now, McKay, the difference between this property and most of the crazy celebrity real estate properties I talk about on the show, I can actually sell you this one. So do not call anybody else if you want to see that property.
Yeah.
I will drive up to Yakima and show you that property.
So there you go.
$3 million lying around and want to take a look at it, give you a ring and we will check that out. So
really, that's not for what you're getting?
Yeah, for what you're getting compared to some of the stories we talk about. And they've done a beautiful job remodeling and restoring it. It's got a pond on it and swimming pool. I mean, it just goes on and on. So if that interests you at all, be sure to let us know. Well, John, this time of year, we are super, super busy. One of the builders that we represent, Titan Homes, has a Parade of Homes in the parade this year. And so when that happens, we will be out there. In fact, right after the show, I'm going to be jetting over there.
You got a box of the shoe booties?
Yep, we got shoe booties. We're going to be stamping cards. We're going to be talking to people. But it's great to kind of have some energy behind this year because the parades, as we know, like everything else, things changed during COVID.
Yeah.
Then it took a while for that to come back, plus some other things we're going to talk about. But we're getting back to more of a traditional Parade of Homes, and I couldn't be more excited about it for the public and for our builders. As always, when we talk about the parade, we have got with us in studio the executive director of the Home Builders Association, Mr. Jeff Losey. Jeff, good to see you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, it's good. It's always good to get together and get an update from you. And I know the Parade of Homes is one of the iconic events that you guys have at the HBA. But before we kind of jump into a little bit specifically about the parade, tell us a little bit about your background, what it is like or what it means to be the executive director of the HBA and what you guys kind of do for the community.
Yep. And I'll keep this as short as I can because it can get dry. But for all intents and purposes, the Home Builders Association exists to make home purchases less expensive for every consumer at every price level. Because what we do is we are the watchdog, if you will, for policymakers at the local level. And so when we're talking about county commissioners, city council meetings, and every time there is a new fee or new regulation, we're at the table making sure that those fees that are getting collected are going to the bucket that they're supposed to be going into and not going into the abyss where nobody knows where that is, where it seems like most of the taxes that get collected from the carbon tax go into the abyss and nobody knows where that goes, but it's going somewhere.
Yeah, Jeff, and you bring up a good point. And I think it's interesting how things cycle in real estate, because when interest rates were really low and buyers could afford anything, I mean, basically, meaning like, oh, that payment's not bad at 2.5%. Oh, if the price of housing goes up another 10 grand, does it really matter? Because I don't really see, but now it matters a lot. And I feel like people have a focus back on, as interest rates have gone up, all of the sudden, I feel like people are paying attention more. Like, hey, this housing's really expensive now.
Yeah.
Where they weren't, you know, just 10 months ago. Do you see that in your on your side of the table?
No, 100%. And, you know, and we're along with the ride with everybody else on figuring out what's going to happen with the market. And at the end of the day, and I know you've talked about this, which is there's nothing to burst here. I mean, the water level is for prices where they're at. They're going to continue to inflate and rise. But all that being said, it just means that in this market, a lot of our member companies that are in the trades of doing pools, patio covers, and all those ancillary things where people would just go in and refinance their house, and all of a sudden there's $50,000 to $100,000 more that they would just, no problem. Well, now all of that kind of stuff has slowed down. People don't want to move because they don't want to get rid of their 2% to 3% interest rate home to go buy a 7% interest rate home because they're not going to have the same buying power. But it's certainly affected our members on two different sides, one on the sales cycle. As the inventory levels start to come up across Tri-Cities at all price points, it's still under 400,000. Those are the ones that typically move faster, as you're aware. Yep. But everything else is starting to have a little bit more lag time on the market, which is still not a bad thing for Tri-Cities as a whole. Like, we need to still get our inventories up to 1,100, 1,200 homes is a normal market for Tri-Cities, and we're just not there yet.
Yeah, in fact, I just ran the numbers 2 days ago as I was prepping for the show, and the exact number was around like 805. So, you know, we could still easily absorb another 400 homes on the market. Days on the market was actually last month back down to only 33. So we're still at a, you know, we're still, but we got used to those 19 days, 20 days on the market. And you're exactly right. You nailed it there. And then I know on your side of the table from working with so many builders and trades, I know they're facing another change in the energy code. I've talked to architects and engineers that in October, the end of October, that energy code changes again and they have more regulations.
Yeah, and we're one of those states that is one of the most highly regulated. I mean, the only thing that's regulated more stringent than the building code is the nuclear industry. So we're right there with them, and we may have more that we have to put up with when you talk about all the different layers that the builders have to contend with. But what that means is with the energy code getting ratcheted up again, and I think it's important for people to understand that the goal of this governor and the current legislature is to have net zero homes by 2030. That's where we're headed, is that every home that gets built will also take nothing from the grid because it's going to generate its own power one way or another. So whether it's solar or whatever it looks like, most likely the easiest pathway to get there right now is putting solar on your house to help compensate for what you're taking from the grid. But then it's the some of the things that come into play, because in Washington State, you've got the west side of the state, which is more moderate temperature. And then you've got Tri-Cities, which clearly we go well below 32 degrees, and we go well above 100. This year being an off year of, it seemed like 1 week we were really hot, and then we were right back down. A really reasonable summer. But it's harder for us to take care of those fluctuations. But because we have sun, clearly solar panels work better, because they're going to be working longer, generating more power. But that's the goal. But all of that comes at a cost. And where we are is this state, this legislature is bent on net zero homes. And it doesn't matter if it makes any financial sense. That's just the goal of where we're headed right now by 2030.
So, yeah, you guys have a lot to work through on that situation. On a more positive note, with what we're dealing with here, even with all of that being said, we have some incredible talent and local builders here in Tri-Cities. And I would say, other than maybe like the International Builder Show, which I realize not everybody can go to, I go because it's in my professional arena of what I need to do. But after that, Parade of Homes is probably one of my favorite events that happens and gives people an opportunity in Tri-Cities to see what's out there. So give us a little preview about what we're in for this year compared to, say, the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, the nice thing about this year is, one, we've got 8 homes this year that are available for the what we call the physical aspect of the parade, which is you can go to any Circle K for $10, buy a ticket, and gain entry into any of those homes. And most of those builders that you see that are on in the parade this year, they go to the International Builders Show. They go see what is new, what's being offered that's different. And then those are some of the things that you see in the homes this year. And so you don't have to go to Vegas to see what is currently available as far as trends in the market. They're right here in Tri-Cities on display today.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And I've been able to get a preview of a couple of those, especially the one that we're going to be at. And there are some very, very cool things that, you're right, you see at bigger markets and bigger cities. Now, I think it's an awesome amount of homes. You know, during COVID, we could only do it virtually. And then we didn't have enough inventory in Tri-Cities as we were trying to recover from supply chain issues. But you've got 8 homes on there this year, which I think is a great number. Like when I work with buyers, for instance, I always tell my buyers like that come into town, it's really hard when someone only comes into town for like a weekend, because if you see more than 8 homes in a singular day, you are going to start to forget like what they looked like and when they ran together. So I really feel like this is a very, very manageable amount. If you were super aggressive, you could knock it out in a day, but it would make it really, really fun to do 4 and 4 over 2 days.
No, and I think that's what my hope is that, you know, it's not a race to get through the homes. It really gives you the opportunity to look at the home in its entirety. And because we know that everybody that attends the Parade of Homes, I mean, I ran into somebody that they've been going since day one. They go every single year. That's what they love to do. And so with the intent of, they're picking up new ideas. They're like, maybe this is the year I get the best in parade this year. That's going to be my home. And, but you know, it's to pick up the ideas for things that either you're in the market, which we know everybody that's going to the parade is not in the market today to buy one of those homes, but they will be one day, or they're looking at what can I do to my house where I live right now. And these are where all those great ideas are generated.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, we're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some tips and tricks to maximize your experience at the Parade of Homes this weekend.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of our street. In the middle of our street, our house.
welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about the Parade of Homes going on actually right now. Opened up at 9, runs till 5 today, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday. Wednesday, a little bit shorter hours, 1 to 7. And then next weekend, the 16th and 17th, again, 9 to 5. So we will be out there stamping tickets, talking to people, showing them through the homes. It's a great opportunity. Not even if you're looking for a new home, a completely new home, but you just want to see the type of work. Maybe you need a new cement patio, or maybe you need some trim work done. Well, you can go to Circle K, get your tickets. Most of the subs are listed in the parade book. You can get information at each house about what subs did what. And so, yeah, you can check out their work in person. I mean, it's like getting a portfolio, but you get to look, see, feel, touch how those things were finished. So before we jump in talking to the HBA some more about the Parade of Homes, I'm going to get in my pick three. And McKay, this week, I've told you that our service area has expanded. We've joined a couple other MLSs. We're doing some sales down in Walla Walla. Plus, we're going to Grandview. So I've got a pick three in my outlying areas this week. So pick number one, 411 Sherilyn Court. This is out in Grandview. This is a gated community. In Grandview, 1748 square feet, 3-bed, 2-bath Rambler with a bonus room. So stunning kitchen in this home. Absolutely fantastic counter space, convenient pantry, dedicated dining area. The large primary suite has French doors, spacious walk-in closet, private 3-quarter bath, and a walk-in shower with a dual sink vanity. Fantastic, fantastic property. And listen to this price point, $419,900. So very, very affordable price point in a gated community. Pick number two in Grandview, 601 Highland Drive. This is a fixer-upper, 1398 square feet, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, spacious living area with fireplace. Also has an attached carport and a detached shop. Totally let your imagination run wild in this property. That is coming in priced at the very difficult, hard to find, $225,000. Then I'm going to take you the opposite direction for an even lesser priced home, 401 East Pine Street in Walla Walla. 1880 square feet, corner lot, absolutely unique property, great fixer-upper. You can put your own taste on it. Unfinished basement, has tons of potential, could be living space, workshop, or entertainment. Then a detached 2,500 square feet that could provide another workshop or studio. All of that coming in at $199,000. Like, you can't even touch that market for those price points. So some great inventory. We have been seeing inventory tick up before the break. We talked about it's not as high as we think it should be for a balanced market. But it has ticked up about another 100 homes in the last 2 months to just over 800 homes on the market. So if you had been out of the market because you couldn't find options or thought you didn't have choices, I would get a hold of us and we can look at the price points that you're looking in, because there are some additional inventory on there that there wasn't before. Back to today's topic, the Parade of Homes. We've got Jeff Losey with the HBA here talking to us about the parade. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, walk me through a little bit of the framework, Jeff, because you guys have had a busy week. I know you had your there was actually a dinner last night. I know you had voting. Like, these didn't just like get done yesterday.
I like the way you did that. Walk me through the framework.
Yes,
I see what you did there.
So what all kind of goes into the Parade of Homes that you guys are dealing with?
So we start planning this clearly a year before, and then we send out the applications to all of our eligible builders in January of that same year, because even the home that you're at with Titan, that home isn't going to be built in 4 months.
No, it was not. Yeah.
So we start talking to the builders in January on what's coming up on the radar that, one, you've already started. Two, is it going to be finished in time for judging? Because we judged a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And the judging takes place with builders, architects, designers from outside of Tri-Cities that come here. We got them from the Puget Sound, Seattle, Yakima, Walla Walla. They come in here, and then that's where our judges come from. So they don't have any allegiances to any of the builders that are here.
That's really cool. I like how you guys do that. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and so I will tell you, it's like I started with them, but before they go out to look at the homes, I go, all right, you guys are the heartbreakers.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Whatever their decision is, clearly, I go, there's blood, sweat, tears, mm-hmm. Everything that goes into these homes to get them ready. And so, you know, it's not – you don't do the parade for the awards as a builder because you need people through your homes that appreciate them. And if you're building what people like and it never wins you an award, what difference does it make, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But at the end of the day – everybody wants an award. You want the award.
And people are competitive. Like a good 100%. Builder, you don't pick a, you know, it's very rare you don't pick an amazing builder and they're not a little bit competitive or proud of their work. I mean the ones that are really good are very, very proud, and they should be of the work that they do. So I know what that feels like.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And I, you know, I stress with all of our judges, I'm like, listen, everything that you pick has to be justifiable to you, because if I put you on the spot with the builder, and if you can explain to me, then clearly you could explain to them. And I go, as long as you're comfortable that you could defend your choice. And so they are. So it's a, like I said, industry experts that don't live in Tri-Cities, that's who comes to town to judge these homes. And so we take it very seriously because we know our builders, they put their best foot forward. So we do our best for them to make sure that we have the best for Tri-Cities.
Well, that's awesome. And just a quick shout out to all of the builders. They put a lot of work into this, so I definitely want to get it out there because we appreciate, without them doing the work, they wouldn't be in here. You have Titan Homes this year. You have 47 North Custom Homes, Riverwood Homes of Washington, Prodigy, Hayden Homes, and JK Monarch, all with entries into the parade. So big thank you and shout out to those builders for taking the time to put this in. I tell people all the time, like, for entertainment wise, I mean, it's pretty good money. I mean, if we look at, you know, $10 ticket, that gets you one visit to each parade home throughout any of the 5 days. Then that's today, tomorrow, this coming Wednesday, and next weekend. And I mean, that's probably cheaper than going to the movies. And you get to get into 10 houses. Eight, and see some incredible craftsmanship. I think the other thing about the parade, just to let people know, I always like to give a couple tips. If you're hearing this, you're like, you know, I think I'm going to do that this year. We mentioned briefly, you can buy your tickets at Circle K locations. Yep. And then also just a couple things that we tell people, like, please wear shoes that can be easily removed with socks. And then there will also be, is there booties available? Am I correct in that?
At every single house.
At every single house. Okay.
And it's all booties all the time. So we don't want shoes. And with your socks, we still ask you to put booties over the top of the socks.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Because we don't want all of those oils and stuff on the, you know, on the different surfaces.
You get toe marks
and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing.
It's like, is this a new finish?
Yes. And then I always
little baby digits.
Yes, and I know, and I always tell people, like, over the years, I've seen some crazy things happen at the parade. So just,
you were telling me about somebody that had some sort of traction shoes and they scraped the floor.
Yeah,
of the
they
house.
Actually, and that's why we do that because they actually got a rock in their bottom of their shoes. Like if you have those like on cloud shoes, everybody knows that gravel can get in them. And then they went on real hardwood floors and like scratched the hardwood floors with the rock in the shoe. So, I mean, that's, I mean, we're in, you know, many of these homes, a million plus, you know, that's a problem. So just if somebody asks you to do something at the parade, it is for a very specific reason. Some of these, maybe they might even be pre-sold. And so somebody might have already bought that house or they might buy it today. And so you just have to think like you're not just in a builder's home. You could potentially be in someone else's home. So please try to treat that as close to you would your own. So those are a couple of the tips that we have going. The magazine that you get gives information about the builders, the subcontractors that worked on the property. Jeff, what am I missing?
Well, I was just going to add one other thing to the booties is also, so most of the builders will always have a bench out front of their doors. So that way you can sit down and take them off. Because if you put them on the first time and never take them off again, like you're wearing them to your car and then back from the car to the next house, we're going to ask you to put on a different pair. And then one, it is over your shoes. I mean, we've seen them over flip-flops walking up to the house. And it's like, I appreciate your the efforts gone into trying to not take anything off when you get there. But just being respective of the builders and what they have put out there is very helpful. And then the other tip is make sure that when you're going downstairs or up the stairs that you're actually looking where you're stepping rather than looking at the walls or somewhere else, because I know that we're there to look at the homes, but we've had incidences before with people having trouble on the stairs. So be very careful when you go through, and it's one of those look where you step where you look.
I mean, there I was even specifically, I have been working a parade home in the past where there was a reflection pool that became not a reflection pool, but a bathtub. It was a very cool idea, but there were not cones around it. And someone was backing up, at, just as he said, as you were looking and ended up in the pool. So that is something to definitely be on the lookout for. Please.
And she was hoping you never brought that up again.
Please watch where you were, where you're going in that situation. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for putting this on. I know as being one of those affiliate members in the HBA for us, like not only does this showcase the builders and the builder homes, but it showcases what we can sell here in Tri-Cities, what we can offer. It gives us as real estate agents a chance to talk to the public and not only be talking to them about what could be, but actually showing them what can be done. And that makes a big, big difference. So I know from the real estate industry and our side of the fence, we really appreciate you guys championing this and taking it on. We're excited. I, of course, am very partial to number one home on the ticket because that's what I'm be working at. So I will be for a large part of this weekend and next weekend. I'm leaving here and heading over. I will be at 946 Heidel Court. That is, if you know where Bookwalter Winery is, and don't be shy, I know you know where that is. If you know where that is, I'm going to be just right up the hill from that at Heidel Court. So I would love for you to stop by Circle K, get a ticket, and then come see me at Heidel Court. If you don't see me at the front door, ask. My staff will be there working as well. So we look forward to seeing you at the parade, out and about this weekend. I will be right back here next weekend. I will say likely more tired than normal after working the parade all weekend. But we're still going to have a radio show next week as well. I'll see you then, John.
Right here on News Talk 870.